Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. In the next 30 minutes, we'll bring you incredible, new, undiscovered, and underappreciated music from around the world. We provide links to every artist we feature on Lost on Radio, so please visit rightchordmusic.com and click on the Lost on Radio tab for more information. Hi, you're listening to Lost on Radio.
Yo, listen up, this is Cody from High Tide.
Hello! Hi. Hello, we are the Mispers.
Hello, music fans. We're the band Queen Chief.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Skylar from Remedies.
We are Taliesin.
I'm Kitty Finer.
Hi, I'm Eliza Hull.
Oh, hi. You're listening to the sweet, sweet harmonies of the Deadline Shakes.
And you are listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Squall is proud to support Lost on Radio, the new music podcast from Rightchord Music. Squall connects musicians to social media influencers to get music heard and influencers paid. Now musicians only pay for guaranteed promo. Join for free today at www.squallmusic.co.
Hello and welcome along to episode 278 of Lost on Radio, the new music podcast from Rightchord Music. And we kick off this week's show with an absolute beauty. This is Officer and Heavening Watch Our Bottles.
Right through its own floor and pour you some more.
sunshine puddles dance the water. Watch our bottles dance the water.
Beautiful, isn't it? That is Heavening, Watch Our Bottles, from Officer, the new single. It's just out. And when I was writing about this for the blog, I called it a sublime song of breathtaking beauty and brokenness. I said it pulses with honesty, humanity, and above all, heart. And I still can't think of a better way of explaining it, really. That's, to me, is everything. Just a bit about that song. It's all about relationships. It's that kind of a moment in a relationship where it kind of goes to the bottom and you have a kind of choice to make whether you're going to have the strength and the courage of your convictions to communicate and see it back to the top. And often it's about, you know, admitting your own failures and your mistakes and working through it together to get to a better place. And when you do, it's obviously always worth it, isn't it? So committing to the things which are important. He's promoting at the moment, and there's a really lovely piece of content going on his Instagram, which I have to admit we are somewhat responsible for. But there is an idea there about how you show your love. So not just saying you love someone, but how you show it. And he's asking his fans to give their ways to show love on almost near daily basis and kind of collecting that content. And there's some really lovely stories in there which are coming out. And I think that's, yeah, the joy of a good song. It should evoke those moments and those thoughts and those conversations, and that's exactly what that song does. He's got his new album called Night Tennis, which is coming out, I think it's end of January, February next year, which I really can't wait for. Every track seems to get better and better from him. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Right, coming up next, a brand new artist to the podcast. She's called Ella Winter. This track is called Burnt. She's based in London, originally from Norwich and Norfolk. She started singing at the age of 6. I don't know what I was doing at the age of 6, but I wasn't singing, I know that much. She calls her influences everyone from Adele to Alanis Morissette. And I guess it's hard to be a female singer-songwriter and emerge in the last sort of 10, 15 years without calling Adele an influence. Ella Winter has got a stunning voice, which you're about to hear. I think the kind of focus of this track really being about a piano and a vocal really does make that voice really stand out. This track, yeah, it's pretty powerful. She's already performed O2 Islington Academy. She's recently performed at the BBC Introducing event in East London, Soho House. So things are going really well for her. She's got a new single which is coming out pretty soon. It's the 13th of December, called Grey and Black. So if you enjoy this track, Burnt, then go and pre-save Grey and Black. I'm going to include the links to that pre-save in the show notes to the show at rightcoolmusic.co.uk. So head over there and get involved with Ella Winter, because I think she's definitely one to watch.
I'll stand my ground, it wasn't my fault. I planned to be there, I didn't run. You didn't say that it harmed you. I didn't know you were the one. You can blame me if it makes you feel better. I was gonna stay, but you were done. Even though you loved me, I still ended up getting hurt. Even though you wanted me, I still ended up getting burnt. In the flames. You didn't get caught in the fire. Each spark I see is a reminder. You hid away from the truth. I know you know I love you. You can blame me if it makes you feel better. I was gonna stay, but you were done. Even though you loved me, I still ended up getting hurt. Even though you wanted me, I still ended up getting burnt. And the fire it carries on, I guess you think you've won. You don't see the pain done. Oh, you left me with blame. You would stand on the same ground and fight for me. You would try to be a part of my life. You would love me. You're not the man I thought you were, the man that I wish you were. You're not the man that I still love. Even though you love me, I still ended up getting hurt. Even though you wanted me, still
stuff. That was Ella Winter and Burn. And whenever you hear these kind of songs, you kind of feel, it's kind of sad, right? Because often you think this is probably written from a personal experience, and it sounds like a terrible breakup. But hopefully she's kind of come through that and found a stronger, better place to move forward. And let's focus on that, shall we? Right, coming up next, we're going to head from London in the UK, the last two artists, over to LA for the next two. And a particularly exciting female pop artist called Kendall Rux. Now, she's causing a bit of a stir, apparently, because she's recently sold out the Viper Room in LA. She's got three songs on Spotify, which have been released this year, including this one, Everybody's Girl, but also Blood Money and Out of Nowhere, which are also worth a listen. And then there's a kind of gap, and it goes back to 2016 and a couple of debut singles there. But it feels like this is a bit of a rebirth, a new version of Kendall Rux, and which kind of reminded me a bit of the kind of Lana Del Rey story, right? So she kind of started off as one artist and then became Lana Del Rey. There's definitely shades of that in her voice. She's all kind of bee-stung lips and kind of big kind of hair, and she's pretty cool. I think there's also a bit of Taylor Swift in here as well, a bit of kind of playful pop, a bit of a country vibe going on as well. I don't know, I'll let you decide. I'm also going to share the link to the video because the video is fantastic. But I just love the opening line to the song. I'm going to play it in a second so you can hear what I'm talking about. But it's got a kind of a real, sort of kind of playful tone to it, which I think is brilliant. There's always a room for smart, intelligent pop on Lost on Radio.
Me more.
Kendall Rux and Everybody's Girl. I was just thinking, actually, as that song faded out, it kind of reminded me, the guitar riff reminded me a bit of The Animals, House of the Rising Sun. Absolutely brilliant song as well. If you are writing your Christmas list and you're thinking, what do I want this year for Christmas, then do start at the top with A Cream-Coloured Pony. That would be my recommendation. Right, second track coming up from LA. This is a band called Rains. The track is called Second Thought. They are a three-piece, one Brit, two Americans. They make kind of infectious indie pop. And there was a link between this band and Kendall Rux, in the sense I mentioned Lana Del Rey. And the guy behind the production on this track was a guy called Mighty Mike, who produced, amongst others, Lana Del Rey.
We talk about the things we could do, make plans and never follow through. It's sweet until it's bitter. We should reconsider, we should reconsider the dream. We hope it's for the glory of love, but maybe it's been long enough to know a little better. Know what I forever, know what I forever would mean. I'd kill for a guarantee to make it easy to stay and shake uncertainty, or just take it away. We took a holiday without a better way to
honeycomb of mumbled indecision, stumbles and revisions, stumbles and revisions we made. I'd kill for a guarantee to make it easy to stay and shake the uncertainty or just take it away. We took a holiday without a better way to show each other the space we needed filled in our hearts. And if that's all we've got, maybe on second thought, we ought to steady the roll so we can both go home for the night with a fever to sleep through. I've been too slow to decide whether I want to keep you
to Brighton by the sea for the next artist called Zilverbecks. That's Z-I-L-V-E-R-B-A-C-K-S. And I think part of the reason we make the show, well, in fact, a big part of the reason why we make the show is to give incredible artists, unsigned artists or independent artists, some airplay, right? To get that music out into the world, because we know how difficult it is to get your music onto mainstream radio. Lost on Radio is really about the moment when you realise you're going to get pushed to the late night fringes or just ignored by radio completely. That's why we started the show in the first place. And the email I got from this band, this artist, Zilverbecks, really spoke about that challenge and frustration. He's been writing this album for the last 8 months and starting to push it out there and just not getting anywhere. It feels like you're banging your head against the wall. You just want people to listen to your work, and it's such a task. And I wish we had more time to listen to more music, because I tell you, I can guarantee there's a ton of emails in my inbox which I won't be able to get to and listen to, but the ones I do often bring so much joy, and this is definitely true of Zilverbecks. So yeah, he's got an 8-track album. It's self-titled. I think from what I can tell from his Spotify, he's kind of almost releasing kind of track by track. It's great artwork, all kind of very simplistic, kind of black and white, with a sort of slightly different image on each one. And listening to this, there's kind of certain kind of words and thoughts that kind of jump into my head. It feels very elegant, first of all. It feels like there's all of his music feels like it's kind of filled with a sense of kind of mystery and intrigue. You want to listen more and more and more to try and work out what's going on. There's themes definitely running through his music of kind of love and lost love and death and maybe even a bit of insanity going on there as well. From a musical point of view, certain artists spring to mind. I think vocally, moments remind me a bit of Pete Doherty at times. There's definitely a Cure thing going on. Not necessarily much on this track, but one of his other tracks called Prick and the Princess. Arctic Monkeys, definitely an influence, I think. I just love the kind of almost like surf guitar riff on this track we're going to play in a minute. Really good stuff. I look forward to hearing more from Zilverbecks. But for now, this is Real Lies on Lost on Radio.
Way you
Week. I wanted to play more, but I think we're going to have to push some of the music from this week back to the next show. It will be featured, I promise you. But this is Karima Francis, and it felt like a really important song to play. It's all about the deepening LA homeless crisis. It's called Shelf Life. There's a really touching video that goes along with this as well, which is well worth a listen and watch. I'm going to include a link in the show notes. She's already performed with the likes of Jules Holland on Later and supported the likes of Paul Simon, Stereophonics and Amy Winehouse. So clearly a talented artist who's been in and around music for quite a while. It kind of amazes me sometimes when you hear an artist like this and you think, well, why don't I know anything about her, right? So this is the first time I've come across Karima Francis. I can guarantee it won't be the last, because she's putting out some stunning music. It felt important to play this track at this time of year. We're coming up to Christmas, we're all thinking about food and presents, and there's some people who don't even have a roof over their head. Often when I produce a show, we try and come up with a theme that links all the songs together, which sometimes is incredibly difficult because we do like to dot around the genres. But I just, as I was kind of planning this particular show and this last track with Karima Francis, it did make me think back to the first track we played today, an officer, we know DC, the chap behind Officer, and he actually works with the homeless and does a lot of work with homelessness in London. So it feels like the first song today and the last song today have a connecting thread at least. As always, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show and enjoy the music, then please do check out the artist. Head to the show notes at Right Chord Music. You can follow the playlist version of this podcast on Spotify. So if you like all the music but don't really need the chat, then you can go over there and just hit shuffle and just, you know, indulge yourself in new music and discover someone you maybe have never heard before. And that's it for me. Until next time, this has been Lost on Radio. I'm Mark, I'm the founder. Cheers.
Thank you. tough on the shelf life.
Listen back to all previous episodes of Lost on Radio at rightchordmusic.com or subscribe for free at iTunes.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.